Third Mishnah in Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing halachas of cooking. There are different levels of cooking. Cooking on the fire is definitely also midiraita. Cooking on a metal or some other material that was heated up by the fire is also midiraita. Cooking directly in the sun, putting a pot in the sun or in the middle of the desert, which will cook up, let's say, an egg, is permitted on Shabbos. Cooking in something that was heated up by the sun, like take a piece of metal and heat it up, and then afterwards cook on that piece of metal or a cloth that was heated up by the sun and cook on that cloth, that is also midrabanan, because people may confuse that with something that was heated up by the fire. So based on these rules, a nois and beisa v'tzad aneichem, you're not to put an egg which can get cooked very easily, even if you're putting it just next to a pot which is on the fire, because the unit was getting heated only from the heat of the pot, but once again the pot was heated from the fire, and that isn't the right to cook with that heat. Therefore, you can't do that even if it's only the shul shet is gagal, even if it should be a soft boiled egg, that's also often a derisa. But if you end up with the garden, midrabanan, you're not allowed to heat it up on a cloth that was heated up in the sun, like we mentioned before. That something that was heated up by the sun is also midrabanan to cook with it. As we said, most, according to this, the opinion of most poskim is water that was heated up in a dud shemesh, in a sun heated collector, has a din of something that was heated up by the metal that was heated up by the sun, and therefore the water inside of it is toildois hachama, and you would not be allowed to add cold water into that hot water. Rabbi Yosi permits, in the case of toildois hachama, something that was heated up by the sun, you are allowed to cook on that. We do not pass in like Rabbi Yosi, we pass in that it's also mejabonin to cook on something that was heated up by the sun. Another halacha is by yitmineno b'chol, this egg, you should not bury it in sand, rabbi drochim, also the sand that's on the roads, the shul shetit tole. We're talking about if you have hot sand and you want to bury in the hot sand so that it should warm up. That is also the idea behind this is that even according to Rabbi Yosi, that permitted one to cook in Tolu Zacham, there's something to cook on top of it. But to bury something in it is also, because that is, people will confuse that with burying in coals, which is definitely also on Shabbos, the type of Hasmona, which we'll learn that later. Others say that they're concerned that he will move the earth with his hands, which is also something which is also to do, digging a hole in the ground is a type of Harisha, which is also on Shabbos.